So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited the following machlokes beShammai uBeSil. BeShammai Aymrim, V'yasa Adam Slon Dinar Izav uBeSil Matirin. BeShammai forbids transferring the sanctity of Maisa Sheni from silver coins used to redeem it onto gold coins, while BeSil permits this. The Gemara also cited a machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish as to the scope of this machlokes. One opinion says, machlokes beSloim al Dinarin. They only disagree regarding exchanging silver for gold. B'shamay hold, lo yasa adam slon din rizav, because kaspa tiva udahava pera, v'tiva pera lo mechalinan. Silver is considered currency relative to gold, and so the silver may not be redeemed onto the gold, because one may not redeem from currency onto merchandise. U'beisil matirin, because kaspa pera udahava tiva, u'pera tiva mechalinan. Silver is considered merchandise relative to gold, and so the silver may be redeemed onto the gold, since it is merchandise onto currency. However, Paris al-Dinarin, de Riakom Mechalalinan, all agree that gold is a valid form of currency relative to merchandise and can be used to redeem the produce of Maisa Sheni itself. However, the second opinion holds, Ape Paris al-Dinarin Machloikis. They also disagree regarding redeeming produce onto gold coins. Beshami hold, Paris al-Dinarin loy Mechalalinan, because Zahav Perahava, gold is considered merchandise, and only silver is a strong enough currency to redeem produce of Maisa Sheni. While Beshil hold, Paris al dinar machalalinan, because Zav Tiva have a gold is considered currency. The Gemara now cites two alternate versions of the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. One opinion says, Machlekes Beshloim al dinarin. Beshami and Beshil disagree whether one may redeem silver coins onto gold coins, and also regarding Sloim al Sloim, whether one may redeem silver coins onto other silver coins. Based on how we interpret the pasuk regarding Maisa Sheni, which states, V'nasata b'kesa b'tzarta ha-kesa b'yadecha, v'alachta elamok ma'asha yivcha Hashem l'kecha b'y. V'shami hold, lo yasa adam slon din rizav, because ha-kesev, kesev rishon v'likesev sheni. The pasuk teaches that the same money used to redeem the produce must be brought to Yerushalayim, and they may not be redeemed onto any other money. While b'sil matirin, because ha-kesev, kesev riba, v'afilikesev sheni. The second and superfluous word hakesev teaches us that one may redeem the money onto other currency. However, Paris al-Dinarin, Devriakol Mechalalinan, Dakati Kesev Rishonhu, everyone agrees that one may initially redeem produce onto gold coins, as they are the first currency used. According to this opinion, Bisham may agree that the Hava Tiva Hava, gold, is considered currency. However, the second opinion maintains, Af be Paris al-Dinarin Name Machloikis, Bisham and Basil also disagree whether gold coins can be used to redeem produce at all, because only Basil hold the Hava Tiva Hava. However, Bishami disagree and hold that Dahava Perahava, gold is considered merchandise. However, the Gemara refutes this version from the following brisa. Hapirit Selam Imois Maisa Sheni. If one is exchanging copper coins for a smaller amount of silver coins for easier transport to Yerushalayim, Bishami Aimrim Bachol HaSela Mois. He may convert all his copper prutas onto silver coins. Ubisel Aimrim Bishekel Kesa Bishekel Mois. He should leave a silver shekel's worth of copper prutas to be available for purchases immediately upon arriving in Yerushalayim. Clearly, both Bishami and Basil agree that one can exchange coins for other currency. Therefore, the Gemara offers another explanation. Kuli amaha kesev kesev riba vafil kesev sheni. Everyone agrees that one may exchange coins of Maisa Sheni for other coins. However, the first opinion says, machlekes bislom al dinarin. Bisham and Basil disagree regarding redeeming silver onto gold. The Bishami Savri Loyasa Adam Slon Din Rizav, because Gazrinan, Shemi Yishali Yosef, the Dezim Delay Molu Zuzi Bidinar Volemasik. Bishami is concerned that he will delay bringing the money to Yerushalayim until he accumulates an entire gold dinar's worth, and therefore does not allow redeeming onto gold coins. While the Basil Matirin, because Basil Savri Loy Gazrinan Shemi Yishali Yosef, Tchile Molu Nami Bidinar Asuki Masik Luhu. Basil is not concerned that he will delay, because silver is also easily transportable. However, Bepeiris al-Dinarin, Deviakom Mechalalinan, Dekibin, Demirkevi, Loi Mashilhu, all agree that one may redeem produce onto gold, because produce spoils, and so he will not wait to redeem it until he has an entire gold dinar's worth. However, the second opinion maintains, Afilu Bepeiris al-Dinarin, Namen Machlekes, they also disagree regarding redeeming produce onto gold, because as Rashi explains, Deperi Nami Oslishuye, we are concerned that he may delay redeeming the produce. The Gemara now cites a machlekes Rav Alevi regarding another method of exchanging coins. One opinion holds, matbea nasa chalipin. Although mo'is ein kainais, one does not acquire movable objects through payment, he can acquire them by giving the money as chalipin, as a symbolic exchange for the item. While the other opinion maintains, Ein mat be'enas chalipin. Money cannot be used as chalipin because the pasuk says, Shlaf ish na'aloi. One must use an item such as a shoe for chalipin, namely a davar mesuyim, a complete usable object, and currency is considered davar she'en mesuyim mesholim, an incomplete object because daiti atzurasa b'tzurusa avi debatla. The seller primarily relies on receiving the coin not for the value of the metal, but as a form of currency which can become worthless if the government disqualifies it. Therefore, it is not valid for chalipin. The Gemara points out that the expression Hazav Koines HaKesef, that performing a kinyan on the gold acquires the silver coins, can be understood two ways, depending on this machlekes. According to the opinion Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, and they intended for kinyan chalipin, Hazav Koines HaKesef is understood literally. When Reuben takes the gold coins, he has completed the transaction with Teres Chalipin, and Shimon acquires the silver coins stipulated, even if they are still in Reuben's possession. According to the opinion Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, or they intended for kinyan kesef, payment, Hazav Koines HaKesef is understood as Hazav Mechayev HaKesef. When Reuben takes the gold coins, he has not completed the transaction, and Reuben has indeed acquired the gold coins by Meshicha, but Shimon did not acquire the specific silver coins. Rather, Reuben owes Shimon the silver coins stipulated. As the Braisa adds, Nikne Kesef Kameshahu, he's obligated to give him the exact type of coins he stipulated. If he agreed to give him newly minted coins, he cannot give him older ones, even if they are more accepted, because it is possible he needs to store them for a long time and does not want them to become too corroded. The Gemara adds, Mi'avrhu deloy avit chalipin, aknui miknu bechalipin. Even according to the opinion that coins cannot affect chalipin, they are considered objects and can be acquired through kinyan chalipin. The Gemara refutes this ruling from a braisa. The pasuk states, Im gol yigol ish mi maisu yichamishit si yosef, if the owner redeems his maisu sheini, he must add a chaymish, a fifth of its value. However, if someone redeems another person's maisu sheini, he does not add a chaymish. Therefore, the braisa teaches, if the owner was in the granary and did not have money available to give his friend to redeem his Maaser Sheni in order to be exempt from the Chaymish, he may gift his produce to his friend, and then he, the owner, can redeem the produce, now owned by his friend, with money that he, the owner, has at home. This way, he's exempt from the Chaymish. The Gemara infers, Hoyesh b'yodimoyis, if he would have money here, he could give the money to the other person, who would then redeem the produce, and hachi adif, to havalei nachri. This would be preferable, since it is truly a stranger redeeming the produce. If so, the Gemara asks, niknile mois lahayach agav suda balifrik. He can give his friend the money he has elsewhere by kinyan chalipin, and the stranger can then redeem the maaser. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, ein matbeya nasa chalipin, ve'ein matbeya niknim b'chalipin. Money cannot be used for chalipin, and also cannot be acquired through chalipin.